Today, Donald Trump answered the question he's been asked since January. What happened to the $6 million he said he raised for veterans in that fundraiser in Iowa? At a wild press conference in which he called an ABC reporter sleazy and blamed the press for making him name names, he finally read out some of the organizations.
Armed Services, YMCA of the United States, $75,000. Bob Woodruff Family Foundation, Inc., they do a good job, $75,000. Central Iowa Shelter and Services, these are all vet-related, $100,000.
NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro, was listening in. Domenico, some veterans groups were also asking about the money. It wasn't just the press. What do you make of the press conference in which he really seemed more interested in attacking the press than listing the organizations?
Well, he certainly listed the organizations. He listed all of them when he could have just put them out in a press release, which he did as well. But it seemed overly defensive, frankly. I mean, if this is talking about raising millions of dollars for various charities, you know, he was very upset with the press, called them dishonest and the like. And I think it really has more to do with the fact that what the press is looking at are a discrepancy in numbers. So we tend to ask questions when he says they raised $6 million and then his campaign manager said that it was only $4.5 million and he said he donated $1 million and the press is asking for proof and he got annoyed with that.
Well, and especially when someone asked them, don't you think the you know, you're running for president. And it makes you wonder. By the way, he also said it's very difficult. It was very difficult to vet many of these organizations. But it makes you wonder if he purposely withheld this information to set up the media. Media critic Dan Kennedy tweeted out, "You scrutinize Trump, which means you hate the veterans and America." Let's listen to one of the responses of Donald Trump that, you know, Dan Kennedy might have said sounded like that.
The press should be ashamed of themselves. And on behalf of the vets, the press should be ashamed of themselves. They are calling me and they are furious.
He also called out ABC reporter Tom Yamas. Let's just listen.
What I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well. Go ahead.
Do you think he seemed to lose a little of his cool?
Well, this is par for the course for Trump. I mean, he's gotten into a habit of calling the press disgusting. He's said that they're dishonest several times. The real thing that struck me is that he decided to say when it came to Susana Martinez, who's the governor of New Mexico, and asking about unity with the Republican Party, he says, I'm not going to change. She wasn't nice to me, so I'm not going to change.
Yeah, he attacked
right.
her last week.
So the idea of saying that he's not going to change is interesting considering that he seems to be back in mid-primary form rather than pivoting to a general election, which he really does need to do.
At one point, Martinez was thought of as a rising star in the party and possible VP, and he did go after her. He was also asked today about Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who ruled against Donald Trump last week, saying that documents have to be released in the lawsuits against Trump University. Donald Trump blasted the judge then, made an insinuating comment, something like, we hear he's Mexican, when the judge was actually born in the U.S. But where are we on those lawsuits?
Well, the judge said on Friday he ruled that the documents relating to Trump University lawsuit had to be unsealed. Trump is accused of misleading thousands of people who paid some $35,000, $36,000 for these seminars about investment strategies that people didn't seem to get much more than a piece of paper for. And the judge ordered them be released. Well, Trump called him a hater, called him very hostile. He did bring up his Mexican ancestry, even though he was born in Indiana, graduated from Indiana Law School. And one ethics expert who happened to be from the University of Indiana or Indiana University said that that Trump could be sanctioned for indirect criminal contempt of court, interestingly. So we'll see if that goes anywhere. But this is par for the course for Trump. If there's somebody says something he doesn't like, he goes after them and punches down.
Yeah. Well, go to the Democratic side of things. California Governor Jerry Brown endorsed Hillary Clinton in an open letter out this morning. He said Clinton has the tenacity and skill to advance the Democratic agenda. Clinton is reportedly heading back to California because next Tuesday's primary is now so close with Bernie Sanders. And this weekend on Meet the Press, Chuck Dodd asked Sanders about whether he'd take that phone call from Hillary Clinton if she were to offer him a spot on the ticket. Here's his response.
Right now, again, when I am here, we are in California. I'm knocking my brains out to win the Democratic nomination. That's where I am right now. What happens afterwards, we'll see.
Whoa, that wasn't a no.
Yeah. I wouldn't wait by the phone if I were Bernie Sanders, if he's looking for the phone call to be Hillary Clinton's vice president. That's probably not going to happen. Hillary Clinton, mathematically almost impossible for Bernie Sanders to win this race, but California is critically important. The polls have gotten very close there. In fact, Bernie Sanders taken a lead in a couple of them, or at least been within a couple points. So California, again, if Hillary Clinton can't put away Bernie Sanders one more time, even though the math is on her side and will be on her side, it shows tremendous vulnerability. Yeah. On Jerry Brown endorsing Hillary Clinton, it's really interesting to me, given they've long had a frosty relationship, Jerry Brown and the Clintons. 1992, in a debate there, Brown actually accused Bill Clinton of funneling money to his wife law firm. Clinton denied that charge, but Bill said that Brown didn't even deserve to stand on the same platform as his wife. Apparently no longer has this kind of animosity. But it's interesting because Brown has turned from an ideologue to much more of a technocrat as he's governed. Yeah. So very interesting to see this change.
That sometimes happens when you actually have the job. Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Thank you.